We're talking with Will Thiel. He is Director of Analytics Technology at Pointillist. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
Tell us what Pointillist does.
Pointillist is a customer journey analytics platform. It enables the analysis of cross-channel events. So essentially, if you think of a customer behavior as being a story of all of the events that a customer goes through on their way from one end of the life cycle to the other, Pointillist is a platform that can take those events, regardless of their nature, regardless of where they originate, and put them together into one analyzable package.
So given that you had a business challenge that ultimately led to the use of an API, talk about the challenge first.
Analyzing events, really regardless of the context, is a difficult challenge. When you have events that have timestamps and you have different people or places or things participating in those events, it gets complex. The original use case was trying to find patterns in customer behavior across both the web and call center channels together. Oddly enough, as we explored that and we went deeper and deeper, we discovered that the things that we wanted to accomplish couldn't be accomplished with existing technologies. We couldn't mine the insight out of that data with anything less than our own homebrew analytics. So we went about creating a product that would enable us to do that in a way that was certainly scalable for us, but also something that we could market to others.
In doing those analytics, were you looking for specific patterns, or did you find that there were patterns in there for which you were never looking in the first place?
Both, actually. So one good example is if you're doing something like A/B testing, you want to describe a behavior, perhaps a couple of different behaviors, and that's a behavior that you're looking for. But then you also want to know what happened, you know, what were the implications of those different behaviors in terms of what behavior followed. So our platform enables the discovery of the behaviors that you didn't know were there, starting with a description of the behaviors that you were interested in the first place.
I find it always fascinating when patterns reveal themselves that you were never looking for. That's much more interesting to me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's really the experience that we wanted to create, was one where the user could walk through their data and find things that they didn't know were there. The challenge was making that discovery happen inside of a useful context.
Who are the users? Are these people inside your company, or are these outside customers?
Our users are outside customers. So, for instance, these would be the marketers or marketing analysts at primarily B2C companies, but we do actually have a couple of early stage customers who are B2B or B to small business.
So let's get into the API side of this. What was the challenge, and how did API technology help solve that challenge and get past that obstacle?
Well, we're an event-driven analytics engine, which means all of the data that we get needs to be in event form. The API design challenge there was less about designing the API per se, and really more about designing this philosophy of what our data was going to be and what form it was going to come in. When we decided that all of the data that we take in was going to be events, that was a pretty bold claim, that even if you have something that you would normally regard as static customer data, you were going to feed that in as an event. At the end of the day, we've proven out that even something that you regard as static, that had to be written at one point. You know, it had to be created. Any update is an event in itself. Our API challenge was really defining the philosophies that our API was going to work inside of.
Did that go into the realm of data science, which is a step beyond analytics?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we started with this idea of what do we want to enable for our customers, and we wanted our customers to be able to walk through their data and walk through their customer behaviors. That required data science. We had to be aware from the very beginning of what kind of data needs to exist in our platform and in what form to be able to fuel that data science.
What was the history of your API development? Was this something that you used initially for internal use and then made available to outside customers?
Well, there's two sides to that. On the data input side, or bringing in events, that's something that from the beginning was really a product feature. It was always meant to be exposed to outside customers. You know, the more end users who are providing us data, the better. On the other side, we have a query language, and that is an API in its own right. We call it the story query language because you're describing behaviors, and in turn, it's delivering discovered behaviors back to you. Currently, that is just for internal use, but the vision there is to open it up and then enable any developers to use the cloud-based analytics power that we have in their own applications.
What do developers, applications developers, whether it's cloud or mobile, what do they need to know about APIs that they probably don't know today?
There are a bunch of things that I've discovered using APIs in terms of not just the technical implications, but also the product and the strategic implications. And one of the most basic of those is the way that an API works as a delineation between two groups of your consumers. On one side of your API, you have the raw information. On the other side, you have the output to the user. So on one side, you have the API feeders, and on the other side, you have the product and the users. Where you put that API, not just the structure of the API, but how close it is to the end user, or how close it is to the technician, that really delineates how much work needs to be done by your end user, how much work needs to be done by your engineer. So if you're fine having your engineer do all of the data mapping, if you feel like they have enough knowledge, then great. If you feel like that knowledge only exists in the mind of the end user, then great. But both product managers and product developers need to be aware of the strategic implications of where they place the API in their workflow.
And we could talk about that for hours, but for today, we'll leave it right there. We've been talking with Will Thiel, Director of Analytics Technology at Pointillist. Thanks for taking the time.
Great. Thank you very much, Joel.